this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something.
Who supposedly retired from directing films a few years ago, but continues to direct films, returns to the scene of some of his earlier kind of more interesting work, or maybe less interesting, depends on how you feel about his films. This is not the big budget Ocean's 8 Soderbergh. This is more of the Side Effects. And I would say this film is fairly similar to Side Effects in terms of the Claire Foy playing the Rooney Mara role, Jay Farrow playing the sidekick. But what Soderbergh does here, what he's always done since he came onto the scene with Sex, Lies, and Videotape, is he's a master of using sort of creative spark to drive his films forward. I think when he got bored of his independent sort of film mastery, he kind of went a different direction and did the Magic Mike, became more of a classical sort of musical film director, and then went, and he did his crime caper, sort of Ocean's big budget A-list filmmaking. Now he's back sort of more to his roots after his experience with the Girlfriend Experiment. Girlfriend Experience show and film that he did, where he worked with porn star Sasha Grey and sort of bridging the gap between different medium, mainstream and alternative. And here he's back more on the alternative side. This film sort of unsane looks like a film shot on a cell phone, and it basically is, and also on closed circuit TV. So it's almost like a Paranormal Activity in terms of the budget and the scale. And that works because of the fact that it's essentially a B movie with the whole movie shot under the premise, a very simple premise. The premise is, what if you accidentally and voluntarily committed yourself into an institution? And then also plays on the actual fact that insurance companies make money off of the civil commitments, and that there have been some places in the country where that's been exploited by different judges who have had not necessarily in the institutional realm of the insane asylum, but in terms of minors. There was a judge in Philadelphia who'd been putting kids in juvenile hall, and the contracts that the state had with that institution came out, turned to be getting kickbacks to the judge. So here we have the sort of a perfect coalition of nightmares, which is to say this kind of conspiracy to keep somebody there against their will for the purposes of making money from a large evil health insurance company. And so then the fear of basically like Rosemary's Baby, the fear of being treated like an insane person in a world where everybody actually is either insane or has malintent. So that's the premise, and that's the execution. If you want to experience what it might be like to be locked into an insane institution against your will, this is definitely the movie for you. It's done expertly. The shot crafting is second to none. If you don't like that premise, you probably will really hate the movie. It is incredibly claustrophobic. The subject matter and the way that it's framed and shot from the small angles, tall and low angles, it kind of creates the feeling that the viewer is stuck in the room with the actor at all times. She's fantastic, and chilling.